good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I say once again, I'm so happy to be coming your way with a short gospel message, and I hope today finds each of you well and encouraged in the Lord. Let us begin with a scripture in 1 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter and verse 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. Now, today I want to ask a question, and each of you, if you will, just ponder this over in your mind. Whom are you seeking to please most? You think about that. Who are you seeking to please most of all? And while you meditate on that, listen to this poem, Learn a Little Every Day. And if we can just learn a little as we go through life each day, why, who knows what we may learn before life is over. Little rills make wider streamlets. Streamlets swell the rivers flow. Rivers join the ocean billows. Onward, onward as they go. Life is made of smallest fragments. Shade and sunshine, work and play. So may we, with greatest profit, learn a little every day. Tiny seeds make boundless harvests. Drops of rain compose the showers. Seconds make the flying minutes, and the minutes make the hours. Let us hasten then and catch them as they pass us on our way, and with honest, true endeavor, learn a little every day. Let us read some striking passage, call it verse from every page, here a line and there a sentence against the lonely time of age. At our work or by the wayside, while the sun shines making hay, thus we may, by help of heaven, learn a little every day. So I hope that you and I will be able to learn a little each day as we pass through life. Now back to this thought, that the question that I like to ask each one. Who are you seeking to please? Now there's a certain attitude in the world today that people become quite independent. And this independent attitude says, well, I'm not going to please anybody. I'm going to do just what I want to do. I'm not trying to please anybody else but myself. And so when the Apostle Paul would come up with a scripture like this one I gave you, and he says, not as pleasing men, but God. Well, especially that first part, not as pleasing men. There would be those that say, yes, that's it. Not as pleasing men. I am not trying to please. They will, no, we're not trying to please anybody. And then down here in the sixth verse it says, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. So they'd say, yes, I sure agree with that. We're not seeking to please men. We're just seeking to please ourselves. And in fact, there are a couple of other verses that just fit in with this that those same people might agree wholeheartedly with. It says, it speaks here in Colossians 3 and 22 about servants obeying their masters, and it said, not with eye service as men pleasers. Aha, they would agree. I'm not trying to be men pleasers. And then Ephesians 6:6 brings out this same thought. It said, not with eye service as men pleasers. So then these scriptures might tend to bring out this thought, well, no, you're not supposed to try to please anybody else, men pleasers, why not at all? Well, really, friends, now let's get this thing in proper perspective. This is important. Are you seeking to please yourself most of all? Is that your number one goal in life? I'm afraid if it is, we need to look at some more scriptures. For instance, let me show you. Here in 2 Timothy 3:4, it speaks about traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So if your number one goal is that I'm going to please myself, let the rest of the folks do what they will, then before long you might find yourself just seeking the pleasures that just satisfied your own selfish desires. Just going your own way, regardless of God or other people. Just seeking to please yourself. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. In fact, this is what the scripture tells us is going to come to pass in the last days. People are going to be like this. They're going to just seek to please themselves and their own pleasures more than to please God. In Titus 3:3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. There they were, living in lust and pleasure, just doing the thing that would please them. So I say that's not God's plan for folks to just seek to please themselves, regardless of what others may think about it or do. I realize that we are not to just be, we might say, the servants of men and just seek to please men. But our priority should be like this. Number one, first of all, it should be to please God. This would be above pleasing self or above pleasing others. Now, it is said of Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And so he chose to please God more than to serve the pleasures of sin for a season. And in Revelation 4:11, we find these words, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Can't you see? We are here today because it pleased God to let us be here. Our number one objective should be to please him first and most of all. Now, those who don't seek to please him, listen again. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count his pleasure to rot in the daytime. 2 Peter 2:13. So those who just want to go around and seek pleasures, that's all. Where can we have the most fun, the best time, and all that sort of thing? Listen, James has something to say about this. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. Ye have nourished your heart as in a day of slaughter. There are those that just have lived in pleasure on the earth. They haven't sought to please others or to please God, but just themselves. Number one will be to please myself. You know what 1 Timothy 5:6 says about this? But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. There are some folks today that are living in the flesh and actually are dead in the spirit, because they're living after the pleasures of the world. And consequently, they're not pleasing God. In fact, sometimes they don't even please themselves very well. Now, it is said in 1 Corinthians 10, beginning with verse 5, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Verse 6 goes on to say, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now that's a reference of course, to Exodus 32:6. The people had the Aaron make them a golden calf, and they danced around it and worshiped and all this sort of thing, and God was so pleased, displeased. And it said, and they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. This is one thing which is a great concern to me. It's the conditions that exist today when people are so anxious to seek revelry and play and go somewhere for entertainment and the satisfaction of the flesh, just seeking after things that are the pleasures of the world. It is said in Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So here again, we are placed under obligation to please other people. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good through edification. In other words, where we might be a help or benefit in doing God's will, after we please him first, then it would please God for us to be a service to others. For even Christ pleased not himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. And so, Christ's mission to this world was to please his heavenly Father. You remember what the voice said when the dove descended upon, as a bird as a dove upon Christ? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And it is said, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Oh, dear ones, if we can please God, this is the most important of all. The Apostle Paul again says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. And again in Psalm 149:4, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And in Hebrews 13:21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. One more scripture, 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Our Father, help us to do the things day by day that are pleasing in thy sight, and we're sure it will be to the glory of God if we'll be diligent in doing so. Bless each listener this day and the which they need, and we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be some help to you, be sure to let us know. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful good night.